Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 John 3, verse 16. Hereby perceive we what? The love of God. He said, we see the love of God in this, we perceive it. So we're about to get taught some more by the Lord this morning. We perceive the love of God because He laid down His life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren, and that'll make us sad. But you see how that's connected. You see why I said that, didn't you? Because when you hear lay down your life, immediately your flesh thinks, oh, that's going to be rough. And in fact, most people don't do this, and hardly anybody does this, but we know it's a good thought. No. No. He's not just talking about physically dying. That'd be easier.
Yes, it would.
Just boom and you're out of here. No, we're talking about laying down a part of your life again and again on a daily basis. We don't need another sacrifice for sin. Jesus has done that and it's done. Besides, you don't qualify for that. I don't qualify for that. But since He laid down His life for us, and that's how we see the love of God. We perceive the love of God. We ought to lay down our lives for one another. Keep reading. Whoso has this world's good and sees his brother have need and shuts up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwells the love of God in him? Now he starts directly from there talking about giving. Doesn't he? Somebody say giving.
Giving.
Giving. Giving. There's nothing more characteristic of God than giving. The chief manifestation, the chief expression of love is giving. I didn't think that up. The Lord spoke that to me decades ago. I was in a time of prayer waiting on Him and He said that to me. I don't mean to hurt an audible voice, but inside me, He said the chief expression, the greatest expression of love is giving. And when I heard that, I thought, can that be right? Is that right? And then as I was laying there, I thought, well, if somebody hear me say that, and they'll say, yeah, well, that's that prosperity believing preacher. He would say that. And I'm laying there thinking, and as I'm thinking, the scripture rose up to my mind with force. For God so loved the world that He what?
Gave.
That He gave His only begotten Son. So how could you dispute that? The greatest expression of love is what?
Giving.
But now when we talk about giving, we should not automatically limit it to money. Giving money is just one small part of giving. There are much more important things to be given than money. But yet still, giving is the greatest expression, the chief expression of love. So if God's teaching us how to love, what is He teaching us? He's teaching us how to give. And we are a giving bunch. Oh, we're a giving bunch.
Yes.
We're a giving bunch. We give on Sunday, but we give on Tuesday afternoon too. We give when we're at home and when we're not at home.
Amen.
We give to people we know and people we don't know.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
We are givers.
Yes.
Yeah, we are.
Yes.
And we're getting more so. Because
right.
God's given us more to give. We're increasing in what we're able to give.
Yes.
And our willingness to give is there. You know, Paul said about the Corinthians, he said, talking to them about individuals that had given, he's trying to encourage them actually by another people's giving. He said they were willing to give beyond themselves. They wanted to give more than what they had. Well, that's a good heart, isn't it? A willingness to give beyond your ability. Well, that's the kind of people God increases their ability to give. Now, notice this. He said, how dwells the love of God in you? You've got ability and you're able to do it and you see it and you choose not to out of selfishness. You're not a giver. Then the love of God's not dwelling in you. Verse 18 is what I want you to notice in particular. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Can you say amen?
Amen?
He said, let us not just love in what we say, our words, and in our tongue, our talk, but in deed and in truth. Another translation says, let us stop just saying we love people. Let us really love them and show it by our actions. You know, there's so many times that people, especially when they've been caught doing something they shouldn't be doing, they keep saying, I love you, I love you. No, really, I love you. And yet their actions are screaming, I don't. Like one fellow said about another particular situation, he said, your actions are talking so loud, I can't hear what you're saying. Right? I love you, but I'm hurting you. No. Not just love. And so many times people think if they open their mouth and say, I love you, that's it. They've done it. No. It's okay to tell people you love them. That's good. That's fine. But there needs to be more action than there is talk. And what action did he just get through talking about? The action of giving. The action of giving. Well, I see we're all having fun this morning again. We're all excited about this, aren't we? Can you stay hooked with me just a little bit longer here this morning? Can the Lord commanded us to do something. You want to do it, don't you? How many believe it's the key to a happy life, a full of joy life, and it's key to our families staying together. Our kids growing up right. Missing, avoiding all the pitfalls that so many people are destroyed by. There's a reason why he told us to keep this command. It's beyond what we understand. How many areas it protects us in. How many areas it guards us, safeguards us, helps us. If I love you like he told me to, and you love me like he told you to, we're going to keep the devil out.
Amen.
The door's going to stay closed.
Yes.
He's not going to be given the opportunities that other people that are yielding to the flesh, yielding to selfishness, are giving him. The Lord knew what he was doing. When among all the other things he could have told us and given us as the New Testament commandment, this is the one he chose and said, I command you to do this. Why? He's always looking out for our good. You keeping the command of love is going to ensure that you are protected and that you are blessed. You. So we're going to do it. Look at this again. Let us not love in word or in tongue, but indeed in truth. The English version says love should not be just words and talk. It must be true love which shows itself in action. So how do we keep the love command? Well, we don't just talk it. We do it. Action. Somebody say action. Go to 2 Corinthians, the 8th chapter. Action. Not just talking love, showing love, demonstrating love, acting. Now you can't meet everybody's needs. You are not the provider. And you don't need to be led by somebody pulling on you. So how do I apply this? Very simple. Led by the Spirit. He makes something known to you and prompts you to do it. You don't just talk a good talk. Now it's time to act. He makes something known to you and puts it within the power of your hand to do something about it. You know it, don't you? You know it when God's dealing with you and prompting you. How many know when that comes up like that and you've checked your heart and you know it's right, it's time to quit talking and do it. Do it. Take care of it. And enjoy it while you're doing it. 2 Corinthians 8. 2 Corinthians, the 8th chapter. You know, I'm moving too quick. You got 2 Corinthians 8? Hold that. Go back to 1 John. 1 John 4. Hold your place of 2 Corinthians 8 so we can just turn right there. Chapter 3 said, don't just love in word, but in deed and truth, action. Look at verse 4. Did Jesus do that? Did he just love in talk or did he love in action? No question about it. And the reason I'm saying this is because he told us to love how? As he has loved. How did he love us and how does he love us? He doesn't just yell from heaven every day, don't forget, I love you. Well, no, he'll tell you that he loves you. But even more importantly, how many know he proved it? He proved it beyond any shadow of a question or doubt, and he still proves it. Every day, 1 John, the 4th chapter and the 9th verse, in this was manifested the love of God toward us. The love of God was demonstrated toward us because God sent. He did something. He sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son. Didn't just love us and say something. He loved us and sent. Sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. God so loved us that he did something. We love each other, what will we do? We'll do something. Won't just talk. We'll do.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Prove It, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106K. That's R1106K. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. God.